This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Governor Jared Polis addressed Democratic concerns over the incoming presidential administration during his State of the State address Thursday.
Our values and our way of life are not dependent on who is in the White House or who is in United States Congress. And I refuse to allow disagreement, division, or disorder in Washington, D.C. to deter us in Colorado. That's simply not how we roll. Just as I spoke out against President Biden's solar tariffs that could increase energy costs for Coloradans, I will strongly criticize President Trump's proposed and, in many ways, even worse tariffs that could raise the cost of everything from groceries to housing to energy.
Polis focused his address on housing, transit, and affordability, as well as immigration and energy. You can watch and read the governor's speech at CPR.org. Former Denver Mayor Wellington Webb and his wife, former State Representative Wilma Webb, were among the dignitaries at President Jimmy Carter's state funeral Thursday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Webbs were early supporters of President Carter's, who they first met in 1974.
I was taken back by his sincerity, his humility. And he was not also afraid to say he wanted to help the least of these. He was willing to help poor people.
Webb adds Carter was also willing to take a chance on him, a then young and new state representative, and eventually made him Carter's Colorado campaign manager. Webb says Carter demonstrated someone can have a long life of public service and make a difference even after losing an election. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Five Colorado fire crews are in Los Angeles working on fires there. Stratmore Fire Chief Sean Biddle says his crew from Colorado Springs will be working to fight the flames while surrounded by burning homes.
It could actually be blocking the path and the growth of the fire until it jumps over a hilltop and it's right on top of you. That fire can virtually be unstoppable.
Biddle's crew will be on duty in L.A. for at least 2 weeks, or maybe three. This is CPR News.